Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We were joking during the break there that it seems they always send you in, and it's almost always after I've talked to State Rep Tom Golden, and those conversations always run long. So
that's okay.
If you're late for work, blame Tom Golden. Don't, because nobody can get mad at him, right? If you blame me, they'll get mad at me, definitely. How are you? Long time no see.
I know. I feel like I'm going to be back on your route now, because this seems to be the start of my visits. So
because we're also coming up on the annual Big Brothers Big Sisters comedy show. How many years has this been going on?
I believe over 30.
Over 30 years.
And some of the original advisory board members are still on the council. So it's quite amazing that they've continued on with us.
Talk a little bit about the collaboration between Community Teamwork and Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So in 2010, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Lowell went through a bit of a transition and decided to partner with Community Teamwork. So they are now under Community Teamwork's umbrella, which has been a fantastic collaboration and a great sense of support for the program itself. So it's really opened up a lot of resources and venues for our families and has made a big impact on the program itself.
How much money is raised each year? What's the target goal at this comedy night?
Well, last year we raised probably close to $13,000, which isn't huge for, you know, a lot of our other programs within the agency and citywide, but for a program like this, that is pretty successful.
Makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. So it may not seem like a huge amount, but it allows us to do different activities with the kids, and it allows us to keep staff and programming continuing, which is huge.
What are some of the activities that get funded through some of these efforts here?
So we do different dinners where all the bigs and the littles and their families and staff can get together so that they can, you know, network, build additional friendships, and just talk about what's working and what isn't. We also try to do some movie nights and, you know, some other fun activities so everyone can get together.
The kind of things that big brothers do with their little brothers and little sisters, and big sisters do, and so on and so forth. Do the big brothers, big sisters, can they have more than one little brother or little sister? Or
Sometimes they do. We don't have a lot. Generally, it would be someone who's been a big for a long time and can really kind of navigate through keeping those friendships separate so each person gets their own time, because we really value the one-on-one relationships and friendships, because the young people we're working with, they really need that one-on-one caring adult time.
Who is your typical big brother or big sister?
Oh, we have a wide variety. We have business people. We have, you know, college students. We have retired, you know, people. So it runs the gamut. It just depends on, you know, who's looking for some give back to the community and to really...
Is there an age range, typically?
Generally 21 through 100. So anywhere in between.
So a 52-year-old Teddy Panos could technically
be
a big brother.
Absolutely. And if I remember correctly, I think Alex has been kind of pondering that.
Alex Lebowitz or Alex Well, the Alex Well.
Oh, goodness, you have two Alexes.
This is awkward.
Yeah,
right. Well, hey, I'll take you too.
She just guilted you into it.
Yes,
you
know?
I'll do it. I guess I have no choice now.
I've been really practicing this. I'm like, I'm going to get him on the air today.
And you need more big brothers and big sisters from Andover, because that's where all the money is, right?
Hey, whatever will bring us the best for our kids, that's what we want. We do the Greater Lowell area, so we kind of dip down into your area too. But we currently have 46 children that are looking to be matched, and we only have about 5 volunteers that are in the queue that have gone through all the process and are ready to be matched as well. So that's a huge, you know, difference on what we need. So we are in desperate need of caring adults who really want to give some time to some young people in their community.
How do you become a big brother, big sister for somebody listening out there right now?
You would contact us, so you can call us. You can go online to the Community Teamwork website, and basically we'll get the process started.
Okay. All right. It's 8:27 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Bridget Quinn from Community Teamwork Incorporated. She is their director of the Volunteer Center, but she also represents the Big Brothers Big Sisters with CTI. So let's talk about this comedy night. Thursday, April 26th. Great venue. Lenzie's.
Yes.
Please tell me that I can order my chicken pot pie if I'm out there. Please tell me I can do that.
You absolutely can, or you can go to the tavern before we start the show, whichever you'd like. Lenzie's is a great venue for us. They do a lot with us, with our senior core programs as well, and with our Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we can't say enough about how wonderful they've been to us. And we have a great set of comedians. Tony V, who also just did the St. Patrick's Day dinner.
He's done this comedy night before, hasn't he?
He's done this for over 30 years.
Yeah. This is his commitment. Wow.
Yes. Him and Steve Jenkins, who have both been fantastic. Steve brings his other comedians from the comedy studio.
Mm-hmm. Is there a connection there with Tony V and Big Brothers Big Sisters? Because usually when you see somebody, you know, kind of give their time for such a long time, 3 decades, they usually feel very close to that organization.
Well, our board of, the original board of directors for Big Brothers Big Sisters got him many, many years ago. So there's always been a strong friendship there. Mm-hmm. And he's been a huge, you know, supporter of this program. He also, him and Steve also donate their time for our golf tournament. So they actually let us raffle them off at this event.
And I've heard the way they play golf is actually their comedy routine as well.
It's hysterical.
From what I hear.
I took pictures this past year and they were the favorite ones to kind of follow around. I don't know if Mr. Murphy feels that way, but that, you know, he probably got quite a bit of a comedy show while he was out there with them.
Former manager Murphy takes his golf very seriously.
Yes, very much so. But they were great sports, and I hope that they had a great time. But he also is another huge supporter of the program, and, you know, he attends our events, and, you know, he obviously outbid everyone for that to go out and golf with the comedians. So, you know, we're very grateful that he's always shown such good support for our programs.
Awesome. So how can folks purchase tickets for the event?
They can go online through Community Teamwork, or they can call us, send in a check, whatever they'd like to do. They can also get it at the door. Obviously, we, you know, like to know ahead of time so we have enough set up that mm-hmm. they have a place to sit. But if you want to get a group of people together, we have some great packages that will save you all a bit of money. So if you wanted to get a table of 10 of your nearest and dearest, you can go online and purchase that for $300 versus the $35 a ticket. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good thing. And it's a fun night. So,
and these are also sponsorship opportunities besides the individual tickets for businesses and organizations if they'd like to put together a table of 10. But there are also some smaller packages as well.
Absolutely.
That can fit. And you know, I'm looking at the anywhere from $750 for the top level package. You can even get a what you're calling the knock knock jokes level of sponsorship for $100. So it's affordable for any person or business to support a very worthy cause.
Absolutely. And if you can't make it, or if you have a small business and these packages might be a little too high, but you want to get yourself advertised, or you want to connect yourself with our program, you know, we certainly would absolutely love to have a raffle item or anything like that, and we will advertise your business as well just by doing that. So if you have a gift card or any sort of product from your business, we'd be more than happy to display that and raffle that off.
And let's be crazy and go ahead and throw in a plug for your main sponsor for this event as well. Washington Savings Bank.
The Washington Savings Bank. They are fantastic to us. We're very lucky. We have Jim Hogan on our board. He's a longtime member, so, you know, they have been fantastic with us. And, you know, most of the banks in our local area are huge supporters. So we're very grateful for all of them. Gendoc, Eastern Bank, Lowell 5. I know I'm forgetting some, and I'm going
to
get in trouble for that. But
when you go
everybody,
back to the office, that's your next visit.
Exactly, to apologize. Right. But we have some great supporters, so we're very grateful for everyone that supports this program because it's much needed.
Thursday night, April 26th, 5:45 p.m. Doors open till 9 p.m. It's the Big Brothers Big Sisters annual comedy show and auction. One more time, web address to purchase tickets and sponsor the event.
www.comteam.org/BBBS. And you can call us at 978-654-5679.
Bridget Quinn, thank you so much for joining us in studios.
Thank you.